Hands and song on your lips. Thank you very much. There's a couple of notes to be made about that song, because I'm really proud of this fact that the British version of the magazine Rolling Stone is called Q Magazine, and about maybe four or five years ago, they did a survey. They asked 100 stars to name the song that changed their life, and Elton John named that song right there. So there you go. We did that as a duet a few years ago at Madison Square Garden. Elton sang the girls' parts, and I loved him for it. They're my favorite people. In fact, I'm doing a gig with Elton next Monday night at Madison Square Garden's Paramount Theater. So if you're up there and you hear about that, it's I'm playing solo piano and he's playing solo piano, and I believe Natalie Cole is also on the bill, and Brian McKnight, and it's probably sold out, so forget about it. Don't even worry. That last song was number 84 with an anchor, and this next song pushed 80 positions higher than that. And so because of that, you didn't know that one, and you're damn sure going to know this one. So, because that's unfortunately the state of music. You get it on the radio, people know it, and if you don't, they do not. So what the hell, we've had a number of these. Lucky for us, but maybe you can see why I wanted the last one to be a single. Anyway, this is that number 4. I think I'll do a good Vince Gill. So thank you for making that my first number 4. And thank you for making that last one my first number 84.